is that week five of Alistair's course already? It doesn't really seem possible. It was a good wake-up call this week. Two things. One, he reminded us of, well, reminded me of the undercurrent. I suppose part of the theoretical or philosophical underpinning of the practice of basic mindfulness practice, of a sort of an externalized you, the observer, observing the phenomena of the world of the mind that comes to you, and in doing that, seeing or noticing that you are not your thoughts, you're not your feelings, for example. That you're not your feelings, that you're not your thoughts. And I realized very quickly that one thing that I've been doing all week, very specific scenario that really got my thoughts and got my feelings really, really strongly. I've been fighting the undercurrent. I've been fighting something that is. And all that you can do in reality is change your relationship, determine your relationship to what is. It's not surprising, really, that I've been so shattered and so exhausted and so moody all week. I've been fighting the undercurrent rather than deciding on a relationship to it. The other bit, I suppose, was the yogic pose, which he's done many times before, but was a good counterpoint to my day. It's a pretty uncomfortable, deliberately uncomfortable yogic stretch, which is designed to cause a small amount of pain, and make you realize that you have a relationship with pain, that it's not going to kill you, and that it does have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And when it ended, when my upstretched arms, that I put them back down to the ground again, and felt the relief of letting go, I realized, again, ties into the undercurrent thing that I mentioned before, that I've been holding on to pretty intense thoughts and feelings. That yogic pose has always been a really good way of determining how I really feel, and getting a good insight of that. In the same way that physical pain and discomfort has a beginning, a middle, and an end, it's the same is true with emotional pain. It was a really good release to a lot of pain that I've been holding on to this week, and is something worth keeping a really close eye on for maybe the next few weeks.